All right, if you have seen me on this channel before, you know that I have screamed relentlessly about Donald Trump's very clear cognitive decline. And it's something I'm passionate about because so many people who screamed about this supposed cognitive decline of Joe Biden for the last 4 or 5 years, anytime he did anything, are silent about the fact that the oldest president of the United States is walking around like an orange buffoon, posting AI videos, defecating on the American public. He's having press conferences where he rambles more incoherently than ever and is often forgetting the names of aides close to him, or if he's having press conferences with leaders around the world, forgetting their names. It's nuts. And we have a few new clips that I want to show you. Really quickly, if you don't know who I am, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, there is a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. I obviously am in a studio now, which is pretty cool. I've been spending a lot of time trying to make the videos on my channel more professional, look better for you guys. So it would mean a lot if you checked out my channel, maybe hit subscribe and hit like. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, this Republican media atmosphere that has been pumping so much disinformation onto the American public. If you want to be a part of this community and help us grow, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. Let's start here at Gavin Newsom's press conference, which was about them lowering the price of insulin, them being California. We'll get into that in a second. He went off on Donald Trump and his cognitive decline. Let's take a listen.
As it relates to Donald Trump, he seems less interested in the law. It's a clear violation of the law under posse comitatus to send the military to do domestic policing in the United States of America, period, full stop. Anyone, even without a law degree, knows that. And most federal judges have adjudicated accordingly. Only to see some sand in the gear put at the appellate level as we await ultimately the determination from the United States Supreme Court. But we have been very aggressive and in our efforts in pursuit of the rule of law and justice as it relates to these illegal acts of the president. His latest assertion that he was going to come to San Francisco, on what basis? He didn't even claim. There's no pretext anymore. Let's disabuse ourselves that there has to be a pretext with Donald Trump, that there's anything that would justify that. There's no existing protest at a federal building. There's no operation that's being impeded. I guess it's just a training ground for the President of the United States. It is grossly illegal. It's immoral. It's rather delusional. And increasingly, this president appears unhinged, unmoored by reality and facts. Seems listless. He seems, dare I say, in decline, cognitively and, dare I say, forgive me, perhaps unfair, physically. And these are just rantings of someone that needs an intervention, needs some help, needs to be stabilized, dare I say.
Wow, really well put there from Gavin Newsom, and powerful words, because not only is it the cognitive decline we see with, you know, Donald Trump sending the National Guard places and ranting incoherently, the mental side of things, but also physically. I mean, he's right. We see the bruises on the hands that the White House has tried relentlessly to cover up, the swelling of his ankles, the announcement that he has a vein condition, all these different things. Now, at that event, that was California announcing that they are the first state to launch $11 insulin. Quote, we're the first and only state to begin the process to make our own affordable insulin and force prices down, lower drug prices, people over profits. That's really impressive work from the state of California. I'm curious how you guys feel about Gavin Newsom. At first, I was maybe a little lukewarm, but he has been killing it, both on the media front, you know, obviously trolling Donald Trump relentlessly in the way he talks directly to conservatives and about these issues, but also on things like this. $11 insulin is huge, and he's using this as a moment to troll Donald Trump. Take a look at this clip that his media team put on Twitter.
Because I did insulin and got it down to like $25. And I said, boy, I hope I win this election, because if I don't, somebody else is going to take credit for it, Bobby.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Now, let me take you to a clip we saw this week on Fox News. I posted on my channel, and I'm sure Adam did as well on this channel, about Donald Trump posting an AI video of him flying in a fighter jet with a crown on after No King's Day and defecating on American cities, on Harry Sisson, the influencer, because the president of the United States is, again, in very clear cognitive decline. And so I love moments like this when people say it how it is on Fox News specifically. Take a look.
Dan, welcome to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So are you buying what Karine Jean-Pierre is selling?
Look, in terms of the Democratic Party, this weekend was a good analogy. I saw Democrats, Republicans, Independents who were protesting in the millions against a president who is trying to silence us. And the analogy was apt when the president uploaded a video of himself in a king's hat.
So Dan, are you going to answer the question?
Yes, I will. But please give me a moment. Literally defecating on people exercising their right to free speech.
I don't think it was literally.
No, it was very literal. It was literal. We're not even trying to spin things anymore. We just straight lie. He's like, yeah, the president is posting videos pooping on Americans, which sounds insane. She's like, well, it's not literal. No, it was literal. It was an AI video of him pooping. And again, just looking back, and I did this the other day. I went to the 2016 primary debates with Donald Trump and all the other Republicans, and I listened on my own time. It's stunning to see how much Donald Trump has aged. And obviously, every president has aged. But this will really put it into perspective, because Donald Trump's always, you know, like ranted and been kind of crazy. But it's kind of scary to listen to how he was then versus now. Take a look at this clip from 10 years ago when he was asked about Jeffrey Epstein.
You raised the question of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem. I mean,
what do you think
I'm
the problem
here.
Will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool. So
the Clintons are friends,
and he's been
yours,
there
right?
for many times.
The Clintons are friends.
Well,
yours.
I can't say friends, but I know
you're friendly. You know them.
They play at my clubs a lot. I have clubs, and everybody likes to play at my clubs.
Are you saying there's a political problem for her if she runs for president?
It could be a political problem. Look, he could be a political problem.
Interesting. Really interesting there, especially, obviously, in relation to Epstein. We still haven't seen the Epstein files. He claims he knew nothing about it. In this clip, he seems to know a lot about it. And obviously, and just today, Republicans coming out and saying, we've looked at the Epstein files. Donald Trump is not implicated in them in any way. But they still won't release them, which is pretty telling. Let's go to the next clip that we saw just recently of Donald Trump not being able to remember what country he appointed Herschel Walker as ambassador to and asking for help. Obviously, Herschel Walker ran for Senate in Georgia and lost. Take a look at this clip.
We're in the NFL, too, and he's a great person. And now he's going to be the ambassador. Come on, name the country, Herschel. He's going to be in the tough job. That's a tough job, right? We'd like to have that job a little bit.
Come on, name the country, Herschel. Do you not remember what you appointed Herschel Walker to? And again, this is common practice with Donald Trump. It's stunning to me that more people don't talk about it. And at this point, again, not spinning anything, just lying. He lies about things like the economy and inflation. Take a look at this clip from the last 10 days of Donald Trump asserting that we have the best economy ever in the whole world. No one has it better.
To put the economy to our country, we have the best economy we've ever had. We had the best economy in my first term, but we have an economy that's blowing it away. And
again, it's like, at what point are people going to be upset about the fact that he's saying this while inflation is rising? It's the slowest pace of hiring this country has seen, excluding COVID, since 2009. Nobody can find a job. Inflation is increasing quite a bit. We're seeing the stock market be propped up by practically just a few AI companies. A bubble, maybe. But nobody's mad that Donald Trump just says, like, there's no inflation anymore, even though inflation is rising and people can feel it. It's stunning. I can't believe more people don't talk about it. And also, I want to talk about this. I've talked about it before, but Donald Trump has been posting videos on his Truth Social account, just nonstop, very bizarre videos, AI videos of him doing like weird things and wearing costumes. And he posted this video, which again, crazy more people don't talk about this, of supposedly him launching MedBed hospitals. This is an AI video. This is not a real video of Fox News reporting that Donald Trump has unleashed this new healthcare system that can like solve all your problems immediately. And it's still unclear to me if he believes that he actually did this or he does it and he just thinks it's funny. We saw comments from this video of Trump supporters believing it was real, and it's actually pretty sad. I read comments in a previous video of people saying, oh, I'm so glad the president is doing this because, you know, somebody I know, a family member, has cancer or a serious disease. I can't wait for this. But it's not real. What I'm about to play for you is AI. It's fake. And the president of the United States posted it on Truth Social. Take a look.
Breaking now. President Donald J. Trump has announced a historic new healthcare system, the launch of America's first MedBed hospitals, and a national MedBed card for every citizen.
Every American will soon receive their own MedBed card. With it, you'll have guaranteed access to our new hospitals led by the top doctors in the nation, equipped with the most advanced technology in the world. These facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to full health and strength. This is the beginning of a new era in American healthcare.
In this first phase, only a limited number of MedBed cards will be released. Registration details will be announced very soon.
It's a fake video. It's an AI video of Laura Ingraham on Fox announcing this thing that doesn't exist. And some very staunch MAGA believe it and are waiting for it, which again is sad. But what is going on with Donald Trump? And why is he spending his time doing this? I thought the world needs saving and fixing. And again, lastly, I'd say this is a picture we got recently of Trump. Physically, not looking good. And I'm not even trying to be mean. But again, bruises on the hand, swelling of the ankle. Look at this photo of him. He is so orange. And I bring this up partly because when we see them trying to cover the bruises with makeup, the first thing I think to myself is maybe there's nobody in the White House that can do makeup. And then I'm like, wait, that can't be true. He's effing orange every day. Of course there's people in the White House that can do makeup. Look at this photo. He's like, the side of his face is a completely different color. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. There's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. Make sure you're subscribed here to the Adam Mockler channel. We're going to be building, growing into 2026, 2028, and beyond. I appreciate you so much. Hope you enjoyed this video, and I will see you in the next one.